Caitlin McDonald here with the Social Speak Network. And in today's video, we are diving into a content marketing strategy. The next couple of videos that I'll be creating all are tied really closely together, featuring, you know, a content marketing strategy, content marketing plan, and then diving into those national observances and how to fulfill goals of being more relevant online. So in this video, we're sticking with the content strategy, diving into what it is and how it fits in with the picture. So first things first, let's see how a content strategy, editorial calendar, and content marketing plan really all fit together. So as you can see here, we have a diagram of where content strategy is, where content marketing is, and the content marketing strategy itself. So content strategy is simplified, the internal guidelines and governance for what you are creating online. Then we have the content marketing, which really, that's the editorial calendar, the creation, curation, promotion, etc. And then the content marketing strategy is where that vision and the actual plan kind of overlap. So this includes the visions, the goals, audience research, figuring out your voice, your tone, style, ideation, etc. And so we recommend, you know, really always trying to start with your content strategy or your marketing strategy before jumping into that second part, the content marketing plan. And that's why we're doing this video first. So content marketing strategy, as you can see, it's really the why behind the content that you create. It includes identifying why your team is creating content, the vision you have for future content that is to be created. And this should also identify who you're making the content for. Perhaps some pieces of content are really designated specifically for prospects, referral partners, or maybe even clients. And so how do you differentiate between them? This is where your strategy really comes in. What are the goals as you're reaching and creating content for each of these different target markets? And how will you then position them online? So when you're creating a content marketing strategy, we always recommend starting with your goals. And so we actually recommend, you know, rather than just, I guess, jumping in with your goals, starting thinking about the issues that you're currently having within your organization. And this is a way to kind of clarify what those goals are going to be. So for example, we have worked with clients in the past who wish to use digital marketing just in general to fill their schedule. However, after diving deeper, we recognized that they weren't remarketing or rebooking current clients as effectively as they could. So as a way to capture kind of that low-hanging fruit, rather than creating content to educate and gain interest from folks whom had never even heard of the client, we redesigned the content marketing strategy to really focus on engaging past and current clients. So what you're gonna find as you're going through this exercise for yourself and for your organization, common goals of your content marketing strategy might include increasing revenue, attracting leads, lowering your costs of engagement, having better customers coming in your way, and building an audience or just educating. So once you've identified that need for an organization and set a goal, it's much easier to then recognize kind of those alternative solutions to reaching that goal. So another aspect of the content strategy is identifying what tone you wish to take in the content that you're creating. So for small businesses with only one or two content creators, this can be fairly easy. Oftentimes it's okay if, you know, let's say the three leaders of a business are writing content and they have their own voice, their own tone in it. That's perfectly fine. You see that a lot with Amber and myself. We make different types of videos. We write different style, blog writing. However, if we had a team of 20 or 30 people writing for us, or in your marketing department, maybe even it's five people with varying levels of experience and education and interests, you're going to want to make sure that you do focus on this. And that's really making sure that you have your tone set out and described within the marketing strategy, that content marketing strategy. So do you speak in the first person? Do you use past or present tense? Are there any branded keywords that you should incorporate? One of our clients back in the day had a list of words that she was more partial to using in her captions and descriptions and blog posts and everything. So, you know, we couldn't say that, you know, oh, there was a killer brand out there. Killer was one of those words where she really wanted to stay away from incorporating it into any of her marketing. But she had other kind of keywords and phrases that were, you know, right on par with who she was and that image that she was trying to promote online. And then let's see, the last part of the content strategy is really identifying which digital marketing networks to pursue and who to target within those networks. So here, if we jump back over to the diagram that I have, let's see if I can get to it. You can see here that, you know, again, we are just talking about that content strategy. So this is sort of that behind the scenes framework. And then the plan is where we jump into, and again, this will be the next video, is where we jump into those tactical decisions that you're making and assigning topics and keywords and types of content to then create. But I did also want to take just a step back here and talk a little bit about why we're focusing on content. We really believe at Social Speak that content is everything. In digital marketing, you need to appease both the customer and search engines. So you need to figure out, again, this is kind of an overview, a recap, but why are you circulating this information? Who exactly do you want to reach with this? What are you going to publish? Who will create and manage the content? Where will all the content have the most and the highest impact? What's the optimal time to engage in sales conversations? And how will you actually carry out that strategy? Are there any organizational changes that need to be made? And actually, this next slide that I have here is really, it goes through the sales funnel. A lot of people in the past month or so have been talking about how sales funnel is dead. Really, it's a circle. Obviously, it's a circle. however, I still like the idea of a sales funnel because the top of the funnel, this is where you're getting, you know, all the prospects and leads. And oftentimes that network is so much bigger. So I like the visual kind of display of picking and choosing who you're going to work with and leading them through that funnel to the end goal. Of course, when you get to the bottom of the funnel, you're going to be circulating people back through and through. But we're going to still use the funnel, even though, you know, a lot of folks in sales are now talking about, oh, sales funnel's done. It's, you know, you can't use it anymore. The visual's wrong just because there are so many different iterations and things like that that you do. It's not just a single funnel and then you say, okay, I'm done. But in this case, we're going to be using it still. So again, your content, it needs to have a goal, and this is where the strategy really comes in and helps you identify these goals. So the top of the funnel, typically your goal here is awareness. So you're going to be creating blog posts, you're going to be creating podcasts, and you are trying to get in front of more and more people. Then you have the middle of the funnel, and this is the evaluation step. Do people want to work with you? And at the middle of the funnel, you are engaging people with a little bit more information. So you're reaching their inbox with newsletters. You are sending them or having lead captures for free resources. And then at the bottom of the funnel, this is where people are making that purchasing decision. So your content should be driving people towards making that purchasing decision. So these ones include drip campaigns, sales emails, follow-up, calls, you know, promotional posts on social media. And so all of those, the goal of them is to then get people to sign up and complete a sale with your business. So as you can see, there are a lot of different aspects that go into your content marketing strategy. I urge you to take a look at the blog post that talks all about this and goes through the difference between content marketing strategy, content marketing plan, and then those national observances so that you can be relevant and make sure that you're not missing out on opportunities in your content plan. And so again, my name is Caitlin McDonald. I'm here with the Social Speak Network. If you've enjoyed this video, if you found it helpful, please click subscribe. Additionally, we do have a complete list of national observances. I know we didn't really talk about them in this video. Content strategy, you don't really necessarily need to focus on them too much. That's more on the tactical, on the planning side. But we do also have a great list of national observances for 2019 that I urge you to download for your organization as well. But I'll be diving into that in two videos. So perfect. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I will see you next time.